Hello, it's Victoria, and welcome to a new episode of Something New. Today, I'm going to talk about the challenges of being a new student in a new school, whether you're going to a new country or you're staying in your same country, but you're moving schools. I'm going to talk about the challenges, like the hard parts, and I'm going to try to give you solutions to some of the problems. Some of the problems don't really have solutions and are more mental than anything. But I'm going to try to give the best advice that I can. Like, obviously, I'm not an expert. Everything I'm saying is not for sure, because you obviously have to live your own experience. But I was an exchange student in Canada, and I have some experience with being the new student, because then after going to Canada, I went to Mexico, and I was a new student as well. So I'm going to talk to you about that as well. Differences, because it was definitely not the same experience going into a new country while being an international student than going into a new country in school while being the only new person, and while everyone else was already there since they were a child. So I'm going to talk about that, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Okay, first of all, what I was most nervous about when I was going into my exchange year was the first day. I couldn't handle the anxiety of the first day. I was like, what am I going to do? Because I was someone who had been in the same school forever. And then my freshman year, I went to a new school in Canada. So I really didn't know what to do. I was like, are they gonna come talk to me? Do I have to go talk to them? Or is it too weird? Or like, what do I say? I don't know. But for some reason, I grew like my self-esteem just the day before. I was like, okay, I'm sure this is the way. Like, I'm gonna go in, I'm gonna say hi to everyone, I'm gonna be like so open to everyone, and then I'll make friends. And like, surprisingly, that's how it went. Like, I went in there with a lot of energy. You really need to have a good night's sleep before going into a new school. I learned that as well from coming to Mexico, because the day before, it was my first day in Mexico, I fell asleep at like 1 a.m. and that didn't help at all. So keep that in mind. Okay, so going back to Canada, I went in the first day and I said hi to everyone, and it was such a great experience. Like, I realized that really, if you put your mind to it, and you tell yourself that you have to be really social and be open. But you need to be yourself, though, because there's a really faint line, I feel like, between being very social and open and kind and smiley and everything, all that, you know, is great and that people love. You need to really be careful that that's who you are. Don't try to be that person. Just try to be the best version of yourself and embrace your great qualities that I'm sure you have. Just try to show them to people in the first impression or as soon as possible, so that not only they get to know you, but they, by you doing this, you're taking the initiative to get into a more comfortable space in that relationship. Even if you just met them, they're going to get more comfortable and their true colors are going to start to show. Like, you're going to get to know who they are much quicker. And if they're a really bad person for some reason, which I doubt, but if they're a really bad person and they're also an international student, or they're from wherever they are from, it's going to show. So you're going to know, which is great. It's great for both sides. You're more comfortable, they're more comfortable, and everything is more clear. You skip that like awkward stage of being like, hey, what's your name? Hi, good. Like, you know, like just being comfortable with someone, that really helps, especially when you're new to a place. Because then, maybe if they go to the same school, they can show you around, and then you can get to know more people. So yeah, you really need to start with the right foot. And if you don't, if you're really nervous, which is not a problem at all, you don't need to feel bad for that, because I know it may be really stressful when you see others around you doing very well and like being all social, and they're new, and they have like all these friends, and maybe you're not used to it, or you don't have friends yet, or whatever. Don't beat yourself about it. Like, you're new and everyone goes at their own pace. I'm sure there's a lot of people who are dealing with the same situation as you are in that moment. So you just have to focus in what you want to do, and it's never too late. Like I said, that it's better if you start off like that, but if you didn't, it's fine. Every day is a new day, and every hour is a new hour. You don't have to wait for another opportunity. You just go out there, your best self, because the others are not going to care what you change. They're just gonna appreciate what you have. Like, what I mean by this is, if you're all shy the first day, and maybe people don't approach you because you look like you don't want to talk to anyone, like, worst case scenario, you can always come back the next day and be all happy and cheerful, and people are going to be like, whoa, this girl's actually really nice, and then they're going to talk to you. They don't care that much about it as maybe you do. It's not like they're going to be like, whoa, she changed her personality so quickly, like, what's up with her? No, nobody's thinking that, so just change. If you want to change, change. You can even change the second you think about changing. Like, there's no rush. And also, when you get to if you're an exchange student, you're probably going to get there and meet the other internationals. So these people are going to be there with you for your whole experience, probably. If you're doing 6 months or a year, maybe if you're doing a year and there's a bigger person that is doing a 6 month thing, then it's not going to be the same, you know? But you know what I mean? Like, they're going to be with you. And these are the people you need to get to know, and you need to be close with, because they're going to be your, like, support system, and you're going to be able to relate to them, and they're going to be able to relate to you as well. Because even if you, if for example, you go to the U.S., you want to be friends with all the Americans, you want to have the whole American experience, you're interested in what are the American parties like, you want to do all that. So you don't really want to stick to the people from your own country or from other countries. You just want to be with Americans. Like, that's totally fine, but you need to understand that it's going to be draining to have that, to put that much effort, because it really is an effort to adapt to this new culture. It's easier for some, harder for some, but it is an effort after all. And you need to know that if you're struggling with someone, with something, or with this whole group, by being the new person, it's important to always have someone to come back to. So you need to have those people that you know you can come back to and trust, and that they're struggling with the same. For example, when I was in my exchange year, I was trying to make friends with Canadians at first. Making friends with them was a lot harder than making friends with internationals, because all the internationals get there and they have the mindset that they're there for to make friends. They want to be open to everyone, they want to be nice to everyone, most probably. Maybe there's someone that doesn't, but that would be kind of weird. But whatever, most of the people are really open, and they want to leave that experience as you do. They're the same as you are. So they're obviously going to be really open to you. But Canadians, on the other hand, it's not because they're Canadians. It's because they grew up in that place, and they have their friends, they have their group. So they've got nothing to lose. They're not going to end up alone, because they already have their friends. So by you going in there and wanting to be their friend, it's like you're the new person there. They're not making an effort, you're making an effort. And obviously, if you go up to them, they may be interested, and they're going to ask you, like, where do you come from? Like, oh my god, that's so cool, blah, blah, blah. But it's not the same. Like, you have to make an extra effort, and maybe they're too wrapped up in their own heads, and maybe they're very used to having exchange students in their school, and they're fine with that, because they know they come and go, and they have their own friends. So they're maybe not going to approach you, because they, like, why would they do it if they have their own friends? Which is totally understandable, because they've grown up there. But if you really want to, if you see a group of Canadians or Americans, that you really like, and you're like, whoa, that's so cool. I would really want to be part of that group. Just go up, say hi, say you're an international student, and if it's the first days, it's easier because you can use the excuse of like wanting to know where your class is or wanting to learn more about the sports team. Oh, sports team, that's another thing I need to touch on, which I'll talk about later. But yeah, you have to approach them, and then just be yourself. Like I said earlier, be yourself, but just know that you need to have those friends like that you can relate to. If you're staying with a host family, I really wish you get a good family, because it depends on what's your experience. But if you get a good family who really want to talk to you and like understand you and help you in your difficult times, that's great, because you're already going to have a support system in the country you're at. But if you don't, which I know happens to a lot of students, you need to have someone you can talk to in person, because I know you always have your parents or your friends from home to talk to about your problems, but having someone there that you can relate to is very, very important, because then you feel like you're not the problem, because you're not. But sometimes you may feel like that, especially if you're hanging out with the locals, because they have their friends and you're not like all included in their friend group. So it is important to have them. And they're dealing with the same as well. So if you see that they're having a hard time and you're already making friends, try to include them, because you're all there for the same reason. You'll all want to make friends and have a great experience. So yeah. So the next thing I want to talk about is some issues that people may have because of language. So in my last episode with Carlo, he mentioned that it was hard for him as well, or challenging, to go to a new country when he didn't really speak English that well and he had to speak English 24/7, which was kind of tiring. So of course it is, it may be challenging for international students to adapt to that, as well as having to do all social part and everything. But you need to keep in mind that everyone knows that you're an exchange student, so don't be ashamed of it. And you're going to learn really fast, which that's a great thing about moving to a new country, because if you want to learn a language, because it's going to be much easier. The only thing is that if you learn how to speak English in your school or whatever, where you came from, it's going to be different. Because they don't teach you all the slang terms or like all the terms they use. They just teach you like the basics, like how to write an essay, and you have like essay language. But you're not going to go around school speaking like you're describing global warming. Like you have to talk about in a different way. It is hard to talk in an engaging way as well, because it's hard to express yourself when you're not dominating the language very well. And also, something that I noticed that happens a lot, which was really funny, it happened to me as well, was that if you don't understand something as an exchange student, and like for example when a Canadian was telling me something and I didn't know what that meant or I didn't know what it was, I was very embarrassed to ask like what they meant. So I just wished it was something funny and I left. Maybe they told me their grandma died in some slang, using some slang word, and he left, so I'm sorry for that. But you don't need to be embarrassed to ask. So, and it is even better if you ask, because then you're going to know the real meaning, and if someone else says that word again or that phrase, you're not going to look stupid, and maybe eventually you may end up using it because you may love that new word and you might think it's so cool and you want to use it. So that's something huge, like the language part, and also in like classes, if you're taking classes in, for example, math, which maybe consider like one of the hard subjects, like math, chemistry, physics, whatever. If you're taking that in English and you're not really good with the language, maybe more challenging. But again, your teacher knows that you're an international student. He's gonna be patient with you. And don't worry about it. Also, schools in Canada, if you grew up in Europe, South America, or Asia, or whatever other place you're from, just know that school in America and in Canada is much, much harder. Much, much easier. Like, what am I saying? It's much, much harder in other places rather than Canada in the US. So if you struggle with the language, don't worry. Maybe you're just gonna see the equation or whatever, and you're gonna understand, because it's a lot easier. We all know that if you go in an exchange year, it's probably not for the school, it's for the experience. So, but these are important aspects as well, because you don't want to get stressed about school while being in an exchange year. Lastly, I want to talk about something that you've probably heard before, and it's like the first advice that everyone gives to someone going into a new school, but I realized that it really helped. And this is go into a sports team. Like, I swear, it's so great. Like, you're gonna get integrated into this group immediately. Like, you may not even like the people, they may not even like you. Like, I really wish you do, but like, I'm talking worst case scenario, okay? Like, I feel like in this podcast, I've been talking about like the worst case scenarios of everything in exchange here. It's actually wonderful. Like, don't think that it's horrible and that you're gonna suffer and be lonely and not make any friends. It's gonna be great. I'm just giving advice for people who need it, who are struggling. Okay, so moving on. Going into a sports team is actually, I think, one of the most effective ways to make friends fast and easily. Because if it's a group sport, of course. No, actually not. No. Because when I went to Canada, I went into the dance team. I got into the dance team, and it was so much fun. You meet so much people. You have class with them every day, because in Canada, you have the same class. You have four classes a day, and it's the same class every single day. So I had dance every single day. I saw these people every day. So with time, I started to talk to them. And it's a great way to bond with especially the locals, because they're probably in there with not all their friends. So it's not like in lunchtime that they're with all their group and they seem very like closed up. No, they're doing something they love to do. And if you're in the dance team, it's probably because you like to dance as well. So you already have something in common and you already have something to talk about. So it's actually a great way to do it. When I came to Mexico, I went into the volleyball team and I really like volleyball, so I got to meet people who had the same interest as me, and I got to know them better, and I really enjoyed it. Then you have like volleyball games, or in case of dance, we had the show, like the spring show, and it was so much fun. Like, I recommend it 100%. I know that it's something that everyone says. I know it's like the first advice everyone gives, but really, really think about it. Not only that, but if you want to get into a team that's or in into a team or like a class or anything, maybe it's like pottery class, you know? It doesn't need to be a sport. It can be like the art club, or like play an instrument or anything. Like, that helps because it's people you're gonna get along with, because they share your interests. But this is also a great way to start a conversation with someone who you just met. Like, ask them, be like, hey, I really like, I don't know, basketball. How does the basketball team work? Are there any, like, seasons, or like, how does it work? Maybe they're into basketball as well, or maybe their friend is in basketball, and then you're gonna get to know their friend, and it's gonna be great. Like, I 100% recommend getting into a team as soon as you get into school. That's just the best way to do it. And normally, when you're in a team or in a club or whatever, you're gonna be with people that are not only from your grade. So you're gonna get to know all the people and the grade above you and below you or whatever, and you're gonna expand your circle. Maybe when you're walking in the hallway and you don't know where your class is, you'll be like, hey, that's my friend from I don't know, violin practice. I don't know why I'm giving a different example every time, but you know, it makes it a little funner. But you're gonna be like, hey, that's my friend from dance class. I'm gonna ask them where my class is, and who knows, maybe they're in the same class as you. You know, it's all about like building connections, and not only like building connections because you want to have the biggest amount of people, you want to have a lot of friends. No, it's because you're gonna be comfortable. It's all about you feeling comfortable. Maybe you're not the kind of person that wants to have a lot of people in their life. Maybe you're gonna be meet like one person that you're really comfortable with, and you're gonna spend your exchange year with them, and that's great as well, like whatever you want to do. But the most important thing is having these opportunities and taking them, which is a really big part of being in a new school. Not only exchange years, just if you're going into a new school, you want to have opportunities, you want to have different people you can be with. Don't go in and be and spend the rest of your year with the first people you meet. Like, that's not the idea. And okay, I know I said that this was the last thing, but okay, this is actually the last thing. Say yes to everything. I swear, this is one of the biggest things that made me enjoy my year so much. If you say yes to everything, you're gonna get to know everything. Nothing can go wrong. Not even the worst party I went to was that bad. I got something from it. I learned. I got the experience. I was able to know to then, when I came back, say like, hey, I did this in Canada, like that's so cool. That party sucked, but it was so cool. Like, you know, just say yes to everyone. You never know what's gonna come. Maybe you're gonna meet someone new that you wouldn't have otherwise. Just take all the experiences. If they ask you to go for coffee or whatever, and you're like too lazy and you're like, no, I don't really feel like making an effort right now to talk to someone new, don't do that. Just go. If it's awkward, it's awkward. Like, who cares? But at least you're gonna try. Maybe they end up being the best person ever. You know what I mean? Like, just say yes to everyone. And yeah. That's all I have for today. I have so much more stuff to say about this topic, but I'm going to have to end it here for today. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I don't know what I'm going to talk about in the next episode, but I don't think it's going to be the same topic. I just have so many ideas for this podcast that I don't know where to start, but I'm really glad I started, so I hope you're enjoying, and thanks for listening.